Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Apollo Theater would like to present your listening pleasure, Miss Janiqua and the R&B band. You wanna put your hands together? Yeah. Have you done a little something like me? I'm kidding.
You ever get tired when they say to you, I love you, baby. All I ever needed was someone who knew just how to be true, yeah. And it can be so cruel to have the one treat you like a fool. Oh yeah, a big deception till you came my way with your intervention. Never understood, never realized there could be a lover like you. And that's why I'm running,
to the leopard carpet today. I am so very, very excited. We are stretching far and wide to take this leopard carpet all the way over to Sydney, Australia. Today, my special guest, my very, very special guest, is the lovely and talented Miss Janiqua, who is with Monarchy Records, newly signed, kind of my sister with Spectrum Music Group. And I am so thrilled to have her on the leopard carpet. There's like an 18-hour difference. So it is actually 10 a.m. over in Sydney, Australia on Monday morning. So welcome to the leopard carpet, Janiqua.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for having me, Lady Flavor.
Oh, I'm so excited about having you. This is just... You know, I'm so happy that you worked out all the little glitches beforehand, because that wasn't something that I was aware of, but you were on top of it and were instrumental in making sure that this all went real smoothly when it came to you being able to call in on Skype. So I learned something new thanks to you. But I'm so excited. I am so excited. It's like, you know, to be able to have you, because, you know, we've had some interactions online, and knowing that you and I are a part of the same record label, record group, and just hearing your music. I think that was the perfect way to start out this show with your piece Running. It definitely set the tone to get this party started with you. And I was listening to the music this morning, Janiqua, you know, because it just kind of helps me, you know, set the tone of understanding the artist and what's going to take place. But, girl, I was partying very, very early in the morning over here in Seattle, Washington, USA. And it's been a while since I have heard music that really kind of, you know, made me want to at least chair dance, if nothing else. Trust and believe, I will get up and physically dance. But, yes, I was chair dancing. So I know I'm kind of showing my excitement. I hope you can feel the love all the way from Seattle, Washington, to you in Sydney, Australia. So
Thank you. Welcome.
So why don't I go ahead and just let you, in a sense, introduce yourself, who you are, and how music came to play a role in your life. Because as I read your bio, it came at a very, very young age, like many, many artists. But you do have an interesting story. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and about how you got started?
Yeah, sure. I think out of the womb, I started singing. So I was always singing around the house, and Mum was always spinning the records of Barbra Streisand, and I used to love her. She's perfect pitch. And so I always grew up with music in the house, and I was brought up in the church. So I was, you know, instrumental in the teams there and the creativeness side of the church, and helping directing with vocals. And just over the years, done different band work, corporate stuff, like overseas, lived in Asia for a while. That was an eye-opener as well. Yeah, a lot of corporate gigs and a lot of traveling overseas with my music. And it was really fulfilling doing the gospel kind of albums and worship leading as well in church. That was great, because it taught you about building character, not just to have a gift. And I'll always have that. It's always good to keep a check on that side of things as well. And that's where my music is birthed. And you know, behind the scenes, behind the closed doors, when the doors are closed, and it's just you before God and, like, whatever he's put on your heart. And I want to empower people through my music, not just have it be about me doing a song that, you know, it's great that it gets you shaking and everything, but the message underlined in my music is really important to me. And it's a lot of what I've walked through, personal experience, a lot of the great, a lot of the not so great, but then always the not so great turns into great anyway, because you can use it for good. So yeah, like, it can all be used for good. So, and my music is very honest, and I'm very open. You do get to know me through my music. So yeah, it's a bit about me.
Well, I love the way that you explain that, and it makes sense to me, you know, coming from a Christian background and everything. And I believe that what it is that I do, my daddy tells me, you know, what I do with artists is my ministry. And I think that there are definitely ways of touching people's lives. It's not necessarily, you know, needing to go out and quote scriptures or whatever. I think that in a person's being and how they choose to share of themselves and about themselves, in a sense, is their testimony. And so I appreciate, you know, what you just shared, because it makes sense to me as I put the puzzle pieces together in what I know about you, and in having you step on the leopard carpet and being able to get to know you a little bit more. It all now makes sense, you know, and That's a beautiful thing. And I think that music should inspire. I think that music should grab people, you know, and be able to, in a sense, even though it may be your own story, it allows them to kind of own their own stuff. You know, but sometimes, you know, I do realize that, you know, when it's a great beat and that music, it just, you know, whatever, sometimes that is what grabs the person first. And, you know, I think that's what kind of this morning, you know, I'm trying to wake up and get my day started and everything. And I'm like, it just made me happy. You know, it just made me really happy. But then, of course, I listened to you several times this morning. I just have to let you know. And you know, as I listen to it more, it you know, then the words is what really kind of impacted me also. And so, you know, that's some good stuff. That is some really, really good stuff. I don't want to say I was pleasantly surprised, but I was just, in a sense, can I just say I was proud? You know, when you sent me the tracks and we started this process, you know, of, you know, you coming on the leopard carpet, it, you know, it was really, really nice to just see the professionalism and hear the clarity of the music. And it just made me feel really, really good and proud, you know, to have an artist of your caliber on my show today and, you know, to have this opportunity, you know, to... you know, bring you on the leopard carpet and let other people, not only here in the United States, but around the world that pays attention to the leopard carpet shows, you know, get to know you. So now we understand it's a bit of your story, you know, that comes into play, that you want to inspire, you know, people with your music, not only, you know, get them up boogieing and this and that, but, you know, you want to inspire them and definitely. And all. But at what point did you recognize you wanted to be a professional artist?
I was sitting at it because I was a secretary outside of school, and I actually started later with, as far as people knowing that I was a singer. I mean, I always sang at home and, you know, growing up listening to Whitney Houston and Gloria Estefan and Michael Jackson. But it wasn't till my graduation in year 12, or we call it year 12 here in Australia, the last year of high school. And I sang a song, and I think everyone was in shock because it wasn't a performing arts school by any means. But so I guess it was a shock that, you know, here I come after all these years and I just sing a song, and the teachers were crying and the whole place was crying. It was really funny. But, you know, I was just doing what I do, again, behind, you know, closed doors. And just love doing that. Like every day there was a song, you know. I'd be out riding my bike. There was one time I was singing, and I was a bit of a daydreamer. Still kind of am. I was riding my bicycle. And I was just like, la, 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 like closing my eyes and everything. I ran into a parked car because I was, I tinted the car, but I just love that memory because that really is me. I'm just taken away to a different place when I write, and it's my happy place. It's everything that I am. Like, it's my heartbeat, songwriting. It's my saving grace through, you know, tough times I've been through. And like I say, it's just, it's really an honor to be able to write, you know, like any songwriter would tell you, it's an extension of themselves, and it's just full of expression where no one can tell you or limit you. It's just you going for it. There's no rules, no nothing. And just the honesty reaches people because we're all one, like we're all, we all feel, you know, we've all gone through our own stuff. We've got our own testimonies as well. So it's powerful meeting people where they're at. You know, not to get in someone's ear and just preach, Lola, you should do this, you do that. No, that's not that's not the way. It's just you can only be you and show you and have God use you for a greater purpose than yourself. It's not even about me. It's about using whatever he's given me for others, and that's really my intent. So,
You know, that's a great testimony. And, again, I think that music is very, very powerful, and I definitely understand that you take this very serious, and that, you know, you do understand that it's not just about you; it's about the people that you touch. I tell artists all the time that cross my path, they don't understand the power that they have and what they create and how it impacts those that experience it. And sometimes we need music to take us outside of a mood and place that we are. And sometimes we need to use music in a way that just allows us to feel, no matter how icky it is or dark of a place we are. Sometimes music has that way of saying, you know what, you're not alone. And I'm here with you. And so, you know, I get it. I really, really get it. So, you know, I know that you're a mom. And
Mama J.
Mama J. What do your children think about the fact that this is what Mama does?
Oh, that's all they've ever known. So growing up, I had them in the studio just so they get used to that environment. And so they've been brought up with music, you know, so they don't know any different. And I'm so glad because they get to express themselves too. And they've got their own little songs. And I like to have introduced them into my songs. There was a gospel song I did called Get Ready, and it features Shanice. And she was 4 years old at the time. And she just started off the song, and it's just the innocence of it is just beautiful. It's priceless. And at the end of the song, I'm just saying, what do you want to say from your heart? So I just let her express herself, and it just finished off the song beautifully. And then obviously he's a lot younger. So he was on a Christmas song, both of them actually. So I introduced him into it as well. And I'd love to do more stuff with them. I've got another song that might be on the album coming, with both of them on it. I just really love to involve them in it, and they get
wonderful
to see what mommy does and enjoy it themselves, you know.
Definitely. I know I think about my own children, and of course they're adults, and now I'm a grandma. And Kimora, my 5-year-old grandbaby, you know, she's come up from day one, you know, being around creative souls. Cause, so kind of like what you're saying, she doesn't really know any difference because she thinks, you know, this is just Uncle Jace or Auntie Monica or Mr. Mark or whatever. And so I think it's a beautiful thing that Kimora's had that experience. So I think it's a beautiful thing that your children have also had that experience. So with that said, I want to play What Christmas Means to Me, featuring Shanice and Isaiah Janiqua's children. So here we go.
Yay, it's Christmas. I love Christmas, Mommy.
Janiqua, tell us what it means to you, girl. What it means to you.
Yeah.
Christmas Means to Me, featuring Shanice and Isaiah, Janiqua's children. And I think, you know what, I'm going to be playing this around my house, you know, during the holidays. It encompasses everything that I feel, you know, the meaning, my meaning, you know, of what the Christmas season represents. Because I think that the world has taken this into such a materialistic direction that it removes the sentiments of, you know, at least for myself as a Christian, you know, in what my understanding and respect of the holiday means. But for me, the holiday means, oh, family and good times,
love,
and good food, you know, and that's one of the, you know, that's that. This time of year is my favorite time of year when it comes to that, because I love having my children. My girls always cook with me, and, you know, then family starts coming, and they bring their dishes and this and that, and it's just kind of like this all-day affair into the evening thing, and it's a lot of activity and TV and music and cards playing and, you know, and this and that. But that's, you know, so when I heard this song, it was just like, this is what it's like here, you know, at my home. This is exactly my feeling around it. And so I really appreciate you creating that piece.
Yeah. It's also, for me, just listening to it then, because I haven't heard it for a long time, and I've kind of moved past the production team that were on those things. So, like I was saying before, out of something that's not so great, can come something beautiful, you know, like out of ashes comes beauty, you know. And so I don't look at that song like, oh my gosh, those guys did wrong by me. It's more, I look at it past that, and I just thank them for even that platform of just even getting that message out there through that means. And you know, God will take care of the rest. just the message of it, Len. I mean, I miss my kids. I haven't seen them this weekend, but I really miss them. And Christmas isn't like that for everybody. And it just made me aware just then that, you know, there's people out there that don't have family and whatever. And, my heart kind of broke a little wow. Because sometimes it's not always like that, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know if you know what I mean, but yeah.
No, you know, it's, you know, I was thinking this yesterday, that, you know, before I became Lady Flava, you know, I was a domestic violence advocate at an emergency shelter for women and children. And I also worked with homeless, you know, women and children. And then just up to a year ago, I was working with homeless youth. And I saw a homeless man yesterday as I was going out to get a meal for my family. And because I didn't feel like cooking, I went and got some, you know, Japanese food. And, you know, I probably have passed him many, many times in the past, but I rolled down my window and I handed him some money. And I've seen many times, you know, when it comes to social network, people, you know, posting things about homeless people or people begging, you know, or whatever. And it made me post, you know, that it didn't matter what his story was. It didn't matter what he was going to end up using the money for. In the end, there was a point in time in his life he never thought he would be homeless, because nobody has ever birthed into this world thinking they're going to be homeless, you know. And so, you know, you never know what people's stories are. And
yes.
I think we need to get past that and understand, just like you said, not everybody is as blessed as we are, you know, to be able to have family and loved ones and a roof over their head or love in their life, you know. And so, you know, that is, I think it's something that we should always, you know, reflect on. And
definitely.
So, yeah.
And
so,
random act of kindness like that mm-hmm. can change. And again, like the power of music can change someone's life, you know?
Right. Oh, definitely. Definitely. So, you know, because I try to tell people, you know what, if nothing else, you know, start your day with a smile and go out and share a smile with a stranger,
yeah.
Because you just never know, you know, how it can change their lives.
Right.
So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, really getting an understanding of you, you know, and the emotions and your passion and where you come from when it comes to your creating and why you create and the foundation from all of that. You've been in the industry for a while, and you know, it's clear just from little things that you've said that you have definitely, you know, gone through hardships in it.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, you know, triumphs in that. And I'm sure if I was to say, Janiqua, how did you handle that all? And I'm sure you would come back with some form of answer that would say, my faith in God, or God took, you know, helped me through this or whatever. But
yeah, that's many times. Not always.
So,
like,
so to, if you don't mind just sharing, you don't have to go into details, but I think it's good for people to kind of understand, you know, the journeys of artists. Like, what type of challenges have you, in a sense, faced that just was like, man, why did this happen to me?
I mean, personal stuff, like relationship stuff, you know, and then you'd have to go and turn up to a gig and just put a smile on your face. And, but no one ever knew that, because you don't show that because you're professional. So you turn up and do that and then you sing love songs. It's okay. But something there, just the transition of coming from that and choosing to not let that affect you and then just do what you do best. It's like, again, I can't even tell you how much that's my happy place, being on that stage performing.
Okay.
It's just takes you away to another place. And so then you got the personal thing like that, but then, and you walk through that and you get through, because, you know, you just do. And, but as far as music industry stuff, there is nothing I can tell you right now that could ever stop me, no matter in the face of any adversity, anything that I've gone through, would ever stop me from fulfilling this purpose in life, because it is without a doubt a part of me. We like ripping my heart out. So whether, you know, there's been shonky business deals or producers or whatever, like I actually take that and learn from it. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. kind of been misguiding, and I've felt like I've been in the wilderness, like, you know, for
right.
all these years, but I can choose to look at it. I mean, and my reactions haven't always been godly. Like, I'm not perfect. So
right. No, you're
I'm
not.
Telling you, like, I can be reactive and, yeah, and I learn because through other people as well, I'm like, oh, and I've learned to shut my mouth. I'm still
okay.
learning.
Okay.
I'm just real. Like, so it's just, it is what it is. And I have learnt so much. I've learnt so much about trust. And I thank God that I have him in this world because, yeah, and there is nothing. Like, I've got a song that I've written. It's called Untouchable, and it's about that. There's nothing that could touch this gift that he's put in me. There's nothing that delights me more outside of, you know, love, like outside of my children as well, that, yeah, does that to me. So it's not going anywhere. I don't care what's facing me. I don't care what haters
right.
are out there. They can't touch it. So,
right.
when I've, you know, and for me, like, you know, my message behind my music is about hopefully me being a light to people and me being inspirational to people, but actually not just me, but me being used for that. I have a responsibility to live up to that in my own life. And, you know, I've fallen short sometimes, but you know, forgiveness is very powerful, and
right.
and putting your hand up, being accountable, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm actually thankful for the hardships because they've made me who I am today, where I'm at. It might have taken me longer to get my music out, but man, if you know, Abraham and I can have a baby at like however old she was, 80, 90, whatever, I can have a music career. So
right. Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, in this industry, it's not always fair. I'm learning that from just my end, not even being a creative soul. You know, I've run into challenges myself. I am one who speaks my mind also. You know, I'm learning to, just like you said, you know, to kind of keep my mouth shut at some times, you know, or whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm okay with myself. You know, and
yeah.
as you said, you know, you've learned and grown. I have too, and that's what it should be about. Because this is a challenging industry to be a part of. So with that said, you know what? I think I'm going to play "Keep It Moving" by Miss Janiqua,
okay,
who is on the leopard carpet. All right.
Oh, by the way, I've got my leopard song. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we got "Keep It Moving" by Janiqua.
Keep it moving, don't you let it go. love what you do, do what you love.
Don't ever let it show.
Love what you do, do what you love. Love what you do, do what you love. From JJ to the GG, with the kick up with the cookie, bringing fall, bringing strong, ain't no stopping this machine. From moving, gotta keep it moving, hot like fire, burn, baby, learn, go shout it out. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, we be moving in love, ready, then let's go. We don't stop, don't you know, DJ nice, to let go. Just keep on keeping on, walk straight ahead, just think it's on. Around AJD and Mr. D, you know there's lots of love for me. JJ, Janique, we're much more, you don't wanna miss. For such a time as this, shout it out from the rooftop. Gonna share this love.
Joining us on the Leopard Carpet, we rolled it all the way out from Seattle, Washington to Sydney, Australia today. My special guest is Janiqua, who is with Monarchy Records, a division of Spectrum Music Group, and you were just listening to her piece, Keep It Moving. Perfect segue. See, we got this going down pretty good, Miss Janiqua. You know, we're segueing from one subject into the proper song. That was so fitting. Wasn't that so fitting from what you were talking
definitely.
About? I'm good. I'm much better than I thought it was. No. I'm popping my leopard collar over here. I hope everybody's picturing Miss Janiqua in Australia and Lady Flav in Seattle, Washington wearing our leopard print. I just want you all to get a visual. If you have not seen Janiqua, go to my Facebook. There's pictures over there. Go check her out and then picture her. And you see a picture of me, picture us in leopard print. Because one day, you know what, Miss Janiqua, I'm coming to Australia. You know that in 2015. I'm coming to Australia.
Okay.
And we're going to do the leopard print thing together.
Yeah. Okay, we can look through our leopard collection. We can match and swap and mix them.
Yeah, I would make a comment. Y'all would say, okay, Lady Flavor, don't even go there. But, yeah, I look forward to it, though. I really do. I look forward to coming to Australia. It's going to be so exciting. And hopefully during that time, I'll be able to, you know, see you perform live. Because I that would just, yeah, I'll be starstruck or something, you know. I just, yeah, I'm really excited.
You'll be up
excited.
On stage with me.
Oh, you think? Okay, well, I better practice my moves,
yep.
Huh? Okay.
Right,
so we kind of talked a little bit about your, you know, the challenges that you have faced, you know, in this industry as a performer, as a person just on the business end and, you know, running into, you know, deals and relationships in the industry that just have not been right by you. But now let's go to the other direction.
Yay.
What can you say? What can you say is like off the top of your head has been just highlights of you being a part of this industry?
Well, more recently, just meeting Chico Nieves-Stevens and him becoming my manager, and Bobby Collins from Monarchy Records taking me on. And just the faith that they have in me, and what Chico's done for me already, getting behind me, and just he's just a beautiful soul and a beautiful person, and he is so good at what he does. I don't think there's anyone out there that I've come across like him. And he's really, his heart is for the artist. His heart is to see people excel and go for greatness, and you can't ask for more than that. And just him being a team with Bobby, and for me the deal just looked so much different than what I'd ever known. I was like thinking, oh yeah, I've got it down, like, you know, I know how to do all my contracts and all that kind of thing. Whoa.
Okay.
That was like an eye-opener there. So, you know, I really appreciate, I guess so far, like, there's been a lot of little things along the way, you know. God mm-hmm. wants to trust you with the small things before he can trust you with the big things. And
sure,
I know it's been coming, and I know in my heart, and I've seen the vision since I was young. I didn't know how it was going to come or when or where, but I believe in divine appointments, and this is definitely one. And, you know, meeting you and just even the team that he's chosen, like in you, you're mm-hmm. amazing. I mean, I haven't met you personally, but I just, your spirit and your presence is just gorgeous. And Evie Foster, like more recently as well, and she's amazing at what she does as well. So I count it a blessing to be where I am right now. I kind of live in the day. There's been a lot of time that I've taken out, like my prayer's been, like, remove those people from my life that aren't for me, because there is no space for them in this atmosphere. They don't add anything. There's no resentments, no nothing, but just God moved them out of my life. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Yes.
And so that's where I've been. And then this showed up. And now just focusing on what I love and just and moving on with that, and it's just powerful. I really appreciate where I'm at. That's been the highlight.
Well, you know what, Janiqua, I don't know why you didn't mention that, you know, Chico thinks he's Superman. Oh, maybe you didn't know that. Chico thinks he's Superman, but okay, don't kill me, Chico, for saying that. But
maybe
his heart and his passion definitely is in the artist, you know, and, you know, trying to find, you know, to do it the right way, to represent the right way. And you know, he understands the challenges. He understands the bad deals that, you know, can take place out there, and definitely always looking out for the best interest of everybody, you know, on his team. So even for me, you know, it has been a pleasure for me to come on board with Chico and, you know, with Spectrum Music Group and Bobby Collins and all of that too. And so I think that you definitely have a good team, you know, behind you when it comes to this. And so I'm so excited, and I look forward to, you know, what 2014 brings for you. And so you will have a new project coming out in 2014, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited as well, because, you know, I've wanted this my whole life, and there's been bits and pieces of it showing up, and then it just, the T's won't cross properly, and I just know God wouldn't miss out on things like that when it was what he really had for me. So I'm just really excited. Got some really great producers on board, which he spoke to one not so long ago, Donye Goodman. He is blooming amazing.
He's blooming in an Aussie way. Okay.
I guess that's my dad. yeah, that's a bit of a kanga for you. Also Charlie Singleton from Cameo. Are you kidding me? How funky is that? So, oh my gosh.
Wow. Amazing.
There's going to be lots of booty shaking. I say that because that's what it's called. So.
Yes,
well, there will be on this end, because I love shaking.
Let us pray right now. No, yes. Okay, there's going to be some booty shaking. Okay, so when do you anticipate this project to come out?
I'm not entirely sure exactly, but I don't know, like, in my head, I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, a good month might be March, but, you know, I'm open to suggestion for, you know, all I can do is put my head down and keep doing what I got to do, you know.
Okay, she's playing that safe. She's playing that safe. We'll find out some answers, you know, behind the scenes. But
early
2014, expect a project coming out of Janiqua. Is there a name for it?
I've called it The Journey to Live and Love Again. And To Live and Love Again is, powerful song. So that's, like you were saying, you've worked in, like, domestic violence and all that kind of thing before. I've kind of experienced that myself. So that's to all the people out there that want to feel empowered through that. Yeah, it's pretty close to home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very cool. Well, you know, it's exciting. You know, this is, for me,
sure.
This is just kind of a start, you know, of just, you know, getting to know you. I really appreciate you taking the time, you know, to come on the leopard carpet with me, because it just, I think it's a wonderful thing when people can just learn a little bit more about an artist. I think it just makes them feel like they know you and brings them in a little bit closer. You know, I think it for me, well, I would be paying attention to you anyhow. But if I didn't know you, you know, outside of the Spectra family, it would cause me to pay attention, you know, because I can feel the sincerity, you know, the genuineness of why you create, how you create, the purpose behind it, you know, the importance of your children, the importance of your faith, you know, and, you know, you feeling responsible, you know, as a performer, as an artist, and what it is that you bring to the experience of those that are exposed to you. And I really appreciate that. I don't know how many artists really, really think that through, what people are going to experience and what their responsibility is, you know, in that. I, you know, again, we can go back to, you know, what we talked about at the beginning of the show, is that art is very, very powerful. And I cannot imagine a day without experience art at all. You know, from me loving leopard print and finding out that you love leopard print, which I knew you was my girl. Now you was like, really my girl.
Oh, now we're down. Woo.
We're sisters. But,
can I just say, I got my clothes ready a few days before, and you can't even see me. So that's how excited I was. I love having fun.
Yes. Yeah, I knew.
And now I'm sweating. I'm actually sweating in it because it's like hot here. So you know what's something happening. It's worth it.
That's so funny. But you know, it's very cool, you know, to have you all the way, you know, from Sydney, Australia, you know, come on the leopard carpet with me. Now, there is one story that you have to tell before our time runs out together. You have this story about a 1-2-3 family. How about telling us about that?
Oh, I'm a triplet, and my mom and dad, well, my mom's a superwoman. I don't know how she did it, or both of them, but her giving birth. And to first pregnancy was one child, a boy, and then she had a second pregnancy, twins, which are boy-girl twins, so two separate eggs. And then third... Just in case you didn't know that. Sorry, I'm talking now. Oh, my God. And then triplets were, well, two eggs, because they are identical brothers of mine and myself, but their eggs split, like they are identical, and then I came down in between. How cool is that? I'm like, shove over, I'm coming down. So, yeah, kind of came down the same chute at the time, same time. But it was all natural. It was like an Australian mother's record, you know, and it used to be like different, I think that was like a university doing testing or something on the family, and I don't know, we were part of a twin and triplet association growing up, and that was fun. So we'd go on outings and holidays, and everywhere you look, there'd be like sets of twins and triplets. I think we used to freak the venues out that we go to because they're staying there with them, their jaws dropped. I was doing their jaw properly. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
So how never a dull moment growing that? Up. Right, yeah. I would imagine not.
There's always someone around.
Well, right. Right. So, are there other, you know, are any of your other siblings creative like you, singers or artists or?
My auntie did a lot of stage shows, so I think for that way, like mum doesn't sing or dad, like okay. I got a nice voice, but my triplet brother, he sings but kind of in the shower, but. but he's like, and then my other triplet brother's like, oh, Jen, I'm going to go on Australia's Got Talent. And, like, he just wants to do something now. And he's like, what can you show me? What can you help me? So, yeah, I'm all for it. I'm like, cool.
Right.
Anytime. Yeah,
right.
Cool. I don't think he will, but.
Well, to come from an interesting family like that and like, a lot of siblings, I guess, in a short amount of time. No, maybe that's not the way to say it. In a, she didn't have to have too many pregnancies to create the large, the family. So that's so interesting to me. So I was just, you know, when I saw that, I was like, let me read that again. Did I really read that correctly? That is so interesting.
We were born premature, so we were tiny, so we just, you know, kind of slid out. But why can I say? Oh my gosh. Yeah, so, yeah, like we were tiny. Like our I think my youngest brother, he was wrapped in foil and put in a humidity crib. He was, his face, like our faces were like little alarm clocks. He was so tiny. So,
Wow. How interesting. Well, you know, you've got a great story. It's been a pleasure having you on the leopard carpet today. So I want to close out today's show, Janika, with Making Love. And then when we come back, I definitely want you to tell people where they can find you, you know, online and to start following you. So with that said, I'm going to play Making Love by Janika. Okay. Making Love by my special guest, Janiqua, coming to us live and in person all the way from Sydney, Australia, stepping on my leopard carpet. I'm telling you, my leopard carpet is beginning to reach far, far and wide. Yeah. So, you know, thank you so much, Janiqua, you know, for coming on the leopard carpet with me today. This was wonderful, wonderful. So tell people where they can find you online, how they can start following you and keeping up with what's going on and when your music's going to come out.
Okay. Well, I'm on Facebook. If you go there to Janiqua Music, you have to put that in after the forward slash. I have a YouTube channel, which is Janiqua One. Twitter, Janiqua Music. Most of my pages are Janiqua Music, so even if you Google them, you'll find me by putting that in. I've got a website, JanequaMusic.com, a blog, JanequaMusic.blogspot.com.au. Yeah, pretty much if you Google, I'll be around.
All right. So Google her, you know, trust and believe that Chiqua. Did I just say Chiqua?
Chico.
I hope he didn't hear that, huh?
Yeah, he's online now. He said to say hi to you. Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Chiqua.
He just
that's like
fainted,
Chiqua,
didn't he?
So Chiqua.
Okay.
That's a good
team. Yeah. Don't fire me now, Chico. So Chico, Evie, and I will definitely be posting about Janiqua and keeping you updated on what's going on with her. I definitely will continue playing you on FM radio. I'm so excited about being able to share you. So I will be supporting you not only as Lady Flava of Flava News, but of course a part of your Spectra Music Group family. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be a part of your team. Janiqua, when I look forward to what we have coming, you know, here in 2014. So, my darling, thank you so very much, and God bless you.
Love you guys, hey. Thank you so much,
right.
Flavor.
All right.
And,
take care, my
guys.
Friend.
Big shout out. Take care. God bless.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
All right, you've been listening to The Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava. My special guest today was Janiqua with Monarchy Records, coming to us live all the way from Sydney, Australia. Have a great, great day, and definitely stay tuned for all the shows on Flava News Radio, but especially The Leopard Carpet shows. Bye-bye.